Omicron is spooking Europe. With the Delta variant, the continent is already the global epicentre of the COVID pandemic again. Leaders are worried what extra woes the new variants may bring, despite hastily enforced travel restrictions. So some are considering new policies, like legally mandating citizens to get vaccinated.
I think it is understandable and appropriate to lead this discussion now, how we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union. This needs discussion.
A third of EU citizens, 150 million people, remain unvaccinated. Too many, believes von der Leyen.
What science tells us already is that full vaccination and boosters provide the strongest protection against COVID that is available now.
Others are heading that way too. Austria is bringing in mandatory vaccinations for over 18s in February, and this is the man replacing Angela Merkel as Germany's Chancellor.
What we need is a legislative procedure where every member of parliament votes according to his or her conscience on a general mandatory vaccination.
Germans are torn about it.
Gegen eine Impfpflicht bin ich schon. Also,
I'm against mandatory vaccinations. I think everyone should be able to decide for themselves.
Also anfangs war ich skeptisch, muss ich sagen.
In the beginning, I was skeptical because I believe everyone should be able to decide for their own body. But now, unfortunately, it appears there's no other way out of this pandemic.
One country that is very unlikely to go down the route of mandatory vaccinations is the United Kingdom. Yes, the booster programme is now being extended to anyone over the age of 18, but the government rejected the idea of vaccination passports and even just making face masks mandatory again on public transport and in shops only passed through Parliament with much grumbling and abstaining from Conservative MPs.
With Omicron, there are three big questions without answers yet. How transmissible is it? How severe is it? And how well will the current vaccines work?
There is still a lot of uncertainty around Omicron, and this data will come in, and there are scientists around the world that are studying this, but there's no indication to suggest that the vaccines won't work. Even if there is a reduction in efficacy, it's still better to have the vaccine because it will save your life.
The WHO says everything that is being done to combat Delta, the dominant strain worldwide, should be applied and strengthened for Omicron. And in the days to come, we should know better what we're dealing with. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.